You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Play in Alberta, everything stays in Alberta. Revenues from Play Alberta stay in the province. You can help get the Henday built. Jim, how you doing?
Good, thanks, Jason. How are you?
Excellent. Jim, I'm actually happy. How often do you ever Google, like, ever go to HockeyDB and look up Jim Playfair?
Never.
Never. Okay, because I was looking at the flow that Jim Playfair had as a youngster when he was drafted by the Edmonton Oilers. It's quite the salad you had going back then.
Yeah, my kids have looked it up a couple of times to remind me that that was a long time ago.
Jim, you've been coaching a long time, and obviously, you know, most years there's one or two different guys. This year there's almost like three new defenders. Bouchard was here, though. He only played 14 games last season. So he comes in. There's lots of hope, high expectations on him. And then you bring in two veterans, you know, Duncan Keith, the future Hall of Famer, and Cody Ceci. Is it easier in your experience when you bring in veteran guys to a new team? Do they pick things up quicker than young players?
Yeah, I think they do. But I also think that there's a mindset with our group right now that, you know, Kenny looked at it over the course of the summertime and talked to a lot of players and obviously met with Chip lots. And I think the decision was made that we're in a position where the expectations to win are right now. And so the veteran group adjusting from having young and upcoming potential defensemen to having some veteran guys come in and bring knowledge to the league, bring, you know, consistency in their game. It's kind of been the change, the shift in our mindset with our group of defense. And so what we've tried to do is get them up and running. And something I do in the summertime is I take all the defensemen, I take all their shifts that I've watched over the course of the season. I went and got some of Cody and some of Duncan's. And I'll break it all down into just four basic components of details of defending play. And then I just try and find the best shifts and sit down with them and say, so when you're doing these four basic things and you're doing them right, we're going to win most nights. And I think with young players, and you do that with young players, they're trying to grab on to, you know, playing in the league, staying in the league, being a good player, being a consistent player. Where the veteran guys, I think they're able to get their game up and running and maintain more of a consistent level of play for a longer period of time. So because we're in urgency to get winning now, the veteran guys are going to come in and we're going to piece together their games individually, then collectively we'll blend them together. And I think it's going to get us moving ahead quicker. So that's kind of the theory we use behind it. And each player I sit down with, and it's a half an hour meeting before camp starts, and just here's all the video clips that I think when you're playing your best hockey, this is what it looks like. And it's something I've done when I first started with Darnell and the younger players, and kind of carried on. And even with Duncan Keith, I did it the other day, and he enjoyed it. He likes to see, he wants to be coached. And that's the key, I think, is getting the players in here that want to be coached and blend and focus on winning right now.
Jim Playfair joins us. Jim, you mentioned these four basic areas to defend. Can you elaborate? What are the four?
Oh, those are top secret, Jason. No, I'm just kidding. Basically, being a real aggressive player at the offensive blue line, starting our defense at the offensive line, getting pucks to the net, finding outlets in the offensive zone, trying to maintain and then support our offense. Can we jump in and join the play in the offensive zone? Can we be aggressive? And then off of that, it's defending to the neutral zone, making sure we're able to, you know, protect the middle of the ice and reach the rush and see what's coming at us and be aware of that. And then getting the forecheck stopped up, getting plays stopped up on our own zone, being hard to play against, keeping somebody in front of our net. And then the breakout component, getting pucks up to our forwards, getting pucks up and out of our zone. So basically I always try to work from the offensive blue line back to our net and try to make sure that all basically those four pillars of a defenseman's game are in check and they're consistent. I think our group is growing towards doing that. In fact, we just had a big meeting today with all our defensemen on just getting that established coming out of the Calgary game. We didn't move the puck quick enough. We didn't protect the middle of the ice well enough. So we'll start the process now that we're down to numbers in camp. We'll get the eight guys that are here. And again, we started it today, so we should be much better at it tomorrow. And that's kind of fundamentally what we look at. Then from within that structure, then they all go play their own game. They can all explore, you know, Duncan, the way he can jump around and move, and the way Boos can pass the puck and shoot the puck. All their individual skills can come out of that basic four-point framework that we build, that we work with the defenseman on.
Jim Playford joins us, associate coach of the Edmonton Oilers. And I love that, Jim. You have a foundation, but not every player is the same. So then you still have to allow them to work to their strengths. And, you know, Duncan Keith, I had an opposing scout tell me that Keith said his best. He attacks, he defends by attacking. When you watch those videos, does that kind of match? Is Keith at his best when he's attacking? And in doing so, does he need a partner who knows how to read off of him as well?
Yeah, I think when I talked to Duncan this summer and I started putting his clips together, and I was in contact with him, and we would discuss how he does it, and he skates forwards a lot off of the defending part of the game. And so, you know, I told the group this morning in there, Duncan is probably one of the best defensemen to play in the National Hockey League in the last 10 years that kind of gets up and surfs across and pushes on the puck carrier and pushes him out of the middle of the ice. And so we're going to lean on him to help us with some of the areas where he can really help our group improve on that part of it. So, but I think the deal with Dunk is from the top of the circles down to our goal line into defending areas of the ice, he's as quick as any defenseman in the National Hockey League still to this day. And I think when he turns and gets back to a quick puck, or gets back to a puck quick, whether he's on the defending, using a stick to disrupt it, or getting back to become an outlet option for the goaltender or for his partner, he's extremely quick in that area. And so I think that's going to help support our whole group breaking out. And then it's just getting Dunk back to becoming an offensive-minded player and getting pucks to the net and seeing plays that are open for him offensively. And I think that's... His conditioning is excellent. To your point earlier, he does defend a little bit different, and you have to allow for that. I think Darnell is a bigger guy who's going to defend to the middle of the ice. Cuckoo is like that. Boos is a real strong skater. Boos is an underrated quick player. He's in extremely good shape, and he's an elite passer. So Boos is going to do it a little bit different. And again, you know, you have to allow them all to have their own individual skill sets, but they all appreciate and understand and respect what we're trying to do collectively as a group. And that way we can all kind of sense if we're doing all four of those things, we're probably winning. If we're doing three out of four, we're going to give ourselves a chance. If we get into doing just one or two of those four basic things, we don't have a chance to win. So that's how we kind of blend the group together. And then off of that, like I say, they can individually do their deal, you know?
Jim Playford joins us. So, Jim, you bring in Duncan Keith, and you know you talk about his strength. Then you have Cody Ceci, who and Cody today talked earlier about how he feels like last year he really got back to the way he played it when he first came into the league, and he kind of had some tough years there in between. And these are his words, not mine. So you bring in a player, obviously has a little bit more confidence. What do you see in Ceci's game? Because he was a guy when he got drafted, he was considered like more of an offensive player. Now he's morphed more into a defensive role. What have you seen about CeCe's game? What are the areas you like and that you feel can complement Keith together as a pairing?
Well, first of all, when I watched his video, when I watched the tape of this summer, he was a good right shot penalty killer. And he has quick feet. He can get the pucks quick. He's strong. He's not a big punishing defenseman, but he's an effective, smart player. So in going through his videotape, meeting with him, I think the big thing for us is to get him to be a real stabilizing player that recognizes when he has a chance to jump up the ice, just he's got the green light to go, but to recognize that without the puck, when he gets his positioning organized, I call it ice management. When he knows where he is on the ice with the puck, without the puck, it's going to set him up to be more consistent. And I think he got a lot of that back into his game last year. And talking to him, I think he felt good about that. So we're going to try to extend into that and grow off of that. And talking to him this morning before I showed the videotape to the team, he says, I'm starting to figure out what our group is trying to do consistently. So I think he's a a real good competitor. He's a solid player. He's a you know a kind of a kind guy that just wants to do things right. So we'll work with how he's going to play. But I think him and Duncan together are going to be a stabilizing force that both have the ability to create offense from good solid defense.
Jim Playfair joins us. Jim, you talked off the top about, you know, there's a renewed focus maybe from your group and that, hey, you know, it's time to win now. And if you're going to win, you've got to take every shift as serious as you took the previous one. And so it's a learning process from that. You talk about Darnell Nurse. This is year three of Darnell Nurse that you've had anyway. And the progression that he's made every year has been significant. Like, I don't know if you can keep making that big of a step every year. You know, that would be great for a player. But, you know, when you look at Darnell Nurse's season last year, and whether he scores the same amount of goals or not, to me, is irrelevant. It might be a few less goals, but the team wins more. What impressed you most in the growth of his game, and where is the small areas you think he's still going to look at improving?
When I first came here, and I started off when I sat Darnell down with a bunch of videotape, it was basically to get him organized to become a consistent defender and a consistent player on the ice and to manage his ice more consistently. And we just found that there was times in the game where his athleticism and his skating ability took him into positions on the ice where he got dead-ended. He didn't have a secondary play to go with his first initial reaction. So we just went to the offensive blue line and just talked about how to create more offense, how to shoot more pucks in the middle of the ice as opposed to outside the dots, how to jump down the wall and join the offense, and then off the rush, just getting inside the dots and supporting the middle of the ice and then reading through the rush so he was more consistent. But then when he turned to finish somebody, he had gathered a bunch of knowledge and information, so when he went to make that decision, he was real confident that he could finish that job and be done. And then, of course, in front of the net, just playing his own side of the ice a lot more. I try to keep the left shot guys on the left side of the ice and the right shot on the right side of the ice, which sounds simple, but when they get competitive and they get intense, sometimes they end up on the other side of the ice and it just leads to more backhand exit passes. So we kind of got him organized on that part of the ice and being a little bit more of a patient defender as opposed to being a skating defender. And you know, all that's great, but Darnell's the first hockey player I've ever coached where he watches every game in the summertime, gets a little black book, does an evaluation after each game, and then we'll talk after he watches 10 or 15 of those, and it's like, what did you see? What do you want to improve on? And then we'll work towards that. So that's a summer project he takes on. I take on the summer project of watching all the games. We come together and we identify areas of the ice. And so whether he's got to gap up more, whether he has to use a stick more defending or get more pucks through the net. And so I got a deal where I want each defenseman to have one shot per period on net. So then you got six guys doing it, you know, three periods, there's 18 shots. And Darnell last year led our group at 2.75 shots on net per game. So he's going to want to push that to three. He's going to want to become more of a consistent player, but he's for sure our leader, and I think what he's done is he's taken on the responsibility where Evan Bouchard went and trained with him and Connor this summer, and now Evan understands what it takes to build it, and I think I've leaned on Darnell to become the guy that all the other young defensemen that come into this organization, I want to be able to take videotape of him and say, this is the basic structure of how our group plays, and then you play your game off of that. So he's an important player, and he's obviously he was rewarded for it, and he wants to play. He wants to see this thing work properly, and he's an impact player for our group. But he's certainly put the work in, and it's just about him becoming, you know, a very dedicated player, and he's being rewarded for it, and so are we.
It's interesting, Jim, you've coached a lot of guys. And so were you surprised when he said, okay, Jim, I'm going to watch every game and then I want to talk to every 10 or 12? Did it catch you off guard?
Yeah, absolutely it did. And then one day when I phoned him, I heard the paperwork going, ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. And I'm like, you looking your game up? He goes, yeah, just give me a minute. And he went to the game. And, you know, so that, you know, hey, that's what he's done now. He's, he comes from, you know, very strong coaching mentality. He's worked around people that have been very good for him over the course of his lifetime, and you can lean on him hard because he's been coached hard. He's been raised with a theory that, you know, can challenge yourself, and so he just sets it up for our group to improve. He sets it up for all young kids, and Boosh is going to be a better player because of being around Darnell Nurse, and that's the growth that you get with it. So it's interesting, but it's also good.
Oh, it's fantastic. It illustrates, I think, for people. It's not just a fluke thing when a player continually improves all the time. You're working at your craft, whatever that is. Jim Playford joins us. Jim, Nurse and Barry came together last season, and you know, they performed quite well. You know, Tyson Barry has been a lead offensive defenseman now. I wrote an article today. You know, he's been, for the last 6 years, he's a top 10 defenseman in virtually every offensive category. And when you look at Barry's game, and I actually look at his numbers in the playoffs, Jim, and he's actually got better possession numbers in the playoffs than he has in the regular season. When you look at Barry's game, where are the areas, because every player wants to improve on or challenge, what impresses you most about his game? What are the areas that he's looking to work on now?
Well, I think when Tyson came here last year, his mindset was he was on a one-year deal. He recognized the situation, and he wanted to produce and help us win and go as far as we can, and then let the chips fall where they may. And I think he came out of last season, and he went into free agency, and it didn't go maybe perhaps the way in his mind he thought it would go. And when he came back and signed here, I had put together a probably about a 9-minute videotape package for him to look at, and I'd been building it all summer. I wasn't quite sure if he was going to be with us or not, but then we sat down, and he was disappointed that he led the league in scoring and he didn't have a bunch of offers. And so we talked about him becoming a better defender. We talked about him getting those four areas of the ice a little bit more intense, a little bit more of his competitiveness, and I talked to him about the fact that he's a great competitor. I mean, you can't deny the fact that he's a great competitor. And I said last year, competitive mindset was set up to create offense, and this year and going forward for the next 3 years, let's make sure you're a competitive defender. And to his credit, he said, you know, game four against Winnipeg, I felt that was a very good player. And so when we looked at his videotape, I didn't show anything offensively. I did everything on a competitiveness as a defender. And he started laughing. I said, you probably could have used this summer in free agency when you're taking some of these GMs around the league and showing that you can defend, you can be a hard competitor. And we had a laugh about it. But he is, in the exhibition games he's played, he has made a complete investment in becoming a harder player to play against in his own zone. And he does it different. He does it with quick feet. He does it with his quick stick on pucks. He does it with quick little outlet passes. He's not going to be crashing, smacking guys against the boards off the rush. But he's like Duncan Keith in the fact he's smart. He's an intense player. He's a competitive player. And I think he's going to have an excellent season. He might not lead the league in scoring. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. But I think his competitiveness and his willingness to be a better defender is going to help our group. And you know what? Credit to him. He didn't like the way the summer went, and he got a solid deal here. And he's bought in for term, and he's bought into becoming a better defenseman for our group. And I think his area of improvement is going to become being a competitive, consistent player for us, and he's done his part, and he's been excellent in the preseason.
Jim, before I let you go, a quick one on two young players. Now, you saw Broberg a little bit in the bubble, but that was kind of a unique situation. We saw Broberg and Berglund, and I thought, you know, Berglund specifically came over, you know, it looked quite well. What I know, it's a very small sample size, but what were your impressions of those two?
First of all, they're coming into a small rink, and I think that it takes a little while to adjust. Berglund's an older player. He's played over there a little bit longer, and I was really surprised. Not surprised. I was really impressed. Right shot player, keeps it simple, moves the puck hard, manages the device pretty good, especially coming into a small building. And you know what? He just played simple and steady. He's one of those kind of like an old school defenseman. You don't notice him very much, but he's on a winning team all the time. So that's how I've seen Bergie. And hey, Brogue's a young player that he, again, is moving from a big rink to a small rink. But his ice management, when he understands how to play in a small rink again in the American League for a while and becomes a really solid defender, he's going to play in the NHL. The thing right now with him coming over, Jason, as a young player, is he tries to skate himself out of a lot of problems instead of passing the puck up the ice. He tries to skate himself out. And just going back for pucks and with awareness of what's going on, where the forecheck's coming from, he put himself in some positions where he got hit too often. And that's just, again, that's just the awareness of going back for pucks and finding good outlet passes. And so I think, you know, I showed him, we looked at videotape twice from two different games, and the only focal point was from the blue line back. We didn't focus on much offense, because once he builds his defense, he gets a foundation of those four things we just talked about. Once he gets those in check, his offense will for sure come. So again, good young player, big player, willing to learn. He's going to be an exciting player for the organization.
Jim, I really appreciate a great rundown on all the players and you know, the four basic foundations you have defensively. Really appreciate your time as always, and look forward to the season.
All right. Take care, you guys.